This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing today. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं। अब आज इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं। यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है।
While interacting with the beneficiaries, the Prime Minister said Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. Mr. Modi said the government is working for the digitization of land records and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. The Prime Minister said women will play a crucial role in building a developed India. In West Bengal, a local court in Kolkata today pronounced accused Sanjay Roy guilty of rape and murder of a trainee doctor at the state-run Arjikar Medical College and Hospital. The Additional District and Sessions Court in Sialdah convicted Roy under sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita that deal with rape, murder and causing death. The court will pronounce Roy's sentence on January 20. The case pertains to a 31-year-old trainee doctor who was found dead in the seminar hall of the Arjikar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on August 9 last year. The case was probed by the CBI following a High Court order. A total of 1,521 nominations have been filed for the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. According to the Election Commission, 680 nomination papers were filed on the last day of nominations yesterday. The poll body said the maximum number of nomination papers have been filed in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. The scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 20th of this month. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have signed a new comprehensive strategic partnership agreement following bilateral talks in Moscow. According to Kremlin website, the two countries have agreed to strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, defense, security, space, energy and counterterrorism, among others. Israel will release 735 Palestinian prisoners during the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal agreed upon with Hamas. In a statement, Israel's Justice Ministry said the deal is expected to go into effect tomorrow and include 3 phases. The first phase is expected to last for 42 days, during which 33 Israeli hostages are set to be released. In the India Open Badminton Tournament, the Indian men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the third seeded Malaysian duo of Goh Zeifei and Nurizuddin in the semi-final at the KD Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The Indian duo defeated the South Korean combination of Jin Yong and Kang Min Hyuk 21-10, 21-17 in the quarter-final last evening. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will compete in the semi-finals today. The Indian women's team will face South Africa this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. Later tonight, the Indian men's team will also take on South Africa with their match scheduled to start at 8:15 p.m. at the same venue. The second edition of ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup began today in Malaysia. In the opening match, Australia beat Scotland comfortably by 9 wickets. Australia achieved the target of 48 runs in 6.4 overs. Rain disrupted the match between Samoa and Nigeria, leading to the match being abandoned without a single ball bowled. Another rain-disrupted match between Ireland and England ended in a draw. Defending champion India will begin their title defence against West Indies tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.